Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey,
it's the place where we'll let you eavesdrop on us talking about celebrities and all the shenanigans. You're all welcome. You got Atlanta over here, and we got Heidi and Frank over there on the west side.
Thank you.
Gary is out today, but he lives on in our heart and spirits.
Yes,
he does.
I'm going to be extra shady, okay? Just for him.
Turn it up. Now, later on, Nicki Minaj makes Safaree cry and Stephen Colbert blush. We'll tell you how he did that. Plus, Stephanie Mills has a bone to pick with Sam Smith, and it's about Michael Jackson. Shimon! But, Heidi, what you got for us over there?
Well, President Trump is firing back at his old BFF, Omarosa, and this might be the lowest blow yet. President, who loves to name call, decided to tweet about Omarosa, and he said, quote, "When you give a crazed, crying lowlife a break and give her a job at the White House, I guess it just didn't work out. Good work by General Kelly for quickly firing that dog."
Right. But here's the thing. Roseanne lost her job. Her show got canceled, everything, for comparing Valerie to, a monkey or something like that?
Yeah,
so why is he still in office? Shouldn't somebody fire him?
But you can't fire him.
No. He can say anything he wants.
Arnold Schwarzenegger could fire him. He's still running The Apprentice.
Yeah, we need to bring him in.
Head to the chopper.
Okay, so soul singer Sam Smith learned that you never talk smack about the king of pop, Michael Jackson.
Ever.
Because you will indeed get shut down.
Woo.
Okay? It all started when singer Adam Lambert and Sam were hanging out, and Adam posted a quick clip online of Sam shading the legendary Michael Jackson. Take a look.
Nah, no, he did not.
I don't like Michael Jackson, but this is a good song.
Oh. Don't you ever come for Michael Jackson or Prince, okay? They paved the way. You probably stole some of your tunes and melodies from them and they melodies and they, what you call it, the ad-libs and stuff. Don't do that, Sam Smith, because you sound...
Is it because they're dead, bro?
Is it because... That too, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that too, but Michael Jackson is like the GOAT. Like, you can't do that.
Y'all giving Sam too much. I ain't heard one song from Sam that sound nothing like Michael Jackson.
And I call shenanigans here, because you don't necessarily see his mouth moving at the part where he says Michael Jackson. For all we know, you could have said Marlon.
Okay, well, he get a pass.
That's true.
Okay. Set him up.
Well, y'all, fans of Michael Jackson went online and told Sam to beat it. But the best clapbacks always come from the old school divas, baby. Legendary R&B singer Stephanie Mills snatched Sam's edges for the disrespect, saying this. At Sam Smith World, go sit your one-hit wonder ass down and learn how to finish a tour. When you can sell as many records as the king of pop, Michael Jackson, then maybe you can say something. Mr. Smith, have several seats and come for me if you want to.
Talking about the king of pop, get your kill.
I understand there's some untouchables. I understand Michael Jackson's an untouchable. I understand Whitney Houston's an untouchable.
Right. Yes.
You know, Aretha Franklin, who's, you know, very sick right now.
And
she's an untouchable. So I understand that. But he's like, it's not my thing, but I do like this song. I mean, that's called the guilty pleasure. It's like, what is your guilty pleasure? It's like, we wouldn't see normally Brat singing at the top of her lungs to some country hit. Because it's really not her thing.
Like, I don't like country, but I like that.
I don't like Hank Williams Jr., but I love, you know, that song.
But Michael was kind of everybody's thing.
That's true.
Yeah. You're still the one that I love.
Everybody knows Shania Twain, Brad.
Oh, wow.
All black people know Shania Twain.
You crank out some John Denver, Brad, I'll be impressed. Well, speaking of MJ, his ex-wife, Lisa Marie Presley, daughter of the late, great Elvis Presley, has made a confession that is shocking to some.
Uh-oh.
She claims that she sometimes communicates with her father, who died 41 years ago. Have any of you felt like you've had, like, a relative from the other side come back and help you in any sort of way?
My dad, when he visits, when I, like, miss him and then he visits my dreams, we're only doing fun stuff. And I'm like, Dad, but I'm going through other stuff you can help me with. But he'd be like, want to ride in a car and go to Disney World or, like, fly together.
Okay,
but,
so, Portia, you know, when you dream about your dad, because I dream a lot about my dad. I have, and my dad passed in March, so I dream a lot about him, too. I haven't had like an actual experience while I'm awake, but so do you think that is them visiting when you're dreaming about them?
Yes,
really?
Absolutely. And when he has not been in my dreams for a while, I start feeling a little sad.
It's when it gets weird. It's him, but it was Idris Elba, and you're like, what?
Right. Wait. No, wait.
That's my dad, but it wasn't my dad. It was Idris Elba, and I was like,
where are you going with that? What kind of dreams you have about your dad?
I don't want my dad anywhere around when I'm dreaming about Idris, okay?
I get it. I understand. Erase. All right, well, coming up, there's another celebrity who has quit social media, and I think the reason is going to surprise you, and we're going to talk all about it coming up. Bye for now, Atlanta.
See ya.
Bye.
Hi, y'all. So the original Trini, Barbie, Nicki Minaj dropped her fourth studio album, Queen, the other day, and everybody's in their feels about it, including her ex-dude, Safari Samuels.
There's
a record on there, which happens to be one of Porsche's favorites.
Yee!
Come see about me. Hit him with that hook one time.
Come see about me.
Yeah.
Come see about me.
Just like the album.
Boom!
Yo, but like, you know, she had some lyrics on there that had a lot of people thinking, ooh, is this about Safari himself included? One of the lyrics went, want you to see how much I changed up. Ooh, I just hope I'm not too late. I know you're hesitant about it. I got a lot I want to say to you.
I don't think she's interested in Safari anymore. She's over it. But I will say this. Now, although I'm saying I don't think she's thinking about him, I still think the song could be about him. Yeah, I could use my emotions from a 13-year relationship to make a beautiful song, right? Mm-hmm. But that does not mean I want that man back.
True. So Safari responded to the song via Twitter, and this is what he had to say. Okay, so y'all blew me up about Come See About Me, so I went and listened to it, and whether it's about me or not, had me crying like a bitch.
Oh, dang.
I'm sure he probably cries himself to sleep
sure he misses her, though.
Between, like, you know, the Meek Mills of the world, the Nas's, the Safaris.
I forgot about Meek. Yeah, that song, Come See About Me, could be be about Meek, too. That was a really deep relationship for her, too.
Just want to see her level up even more. Like, when Rihanna dated Leonardo, that was cute.
Well, Safari might have something else to cry over, honey, because it looks like Nicki might have her eyes on another man.
Like who?
Well, yesterday she dropped by the Steve Colbert Show to promote her new album, Queen, and y'all are not gonna believe this. Take a look.
Eminem, DJ Khaled, Meek Mill, but I noticed that I'm not on the list of men.
Right.
It's a pretty comprehensive list, and I'm just curious that if I were to make the list, how might you inform me?
Okay, I would say I might Steven after the show. He gonna come back to work with a magical glow, but...
Something tells me he was unable to stand for the next 60 seconds.
Yes, he was floored, honey. That man turned a color red I have never seen on a human.
Beet red.
Okay. I can't imagine her with him, though. Like, she would change his whole life. I mean, she was flirting pretty hard, y'all. Have y'all ever had somebody flirt with y'all during an interview?
I can't reveal.
I can't reveal. Okay, I'll reveal.
Who?
I could have sworn Common was coming for me when we interviewed him in here, honey. It was just getting hot.
He wasn't.
The way he would answer my questions with such eye contact, I'm for sure that was him flirting with me.
Well, most people, like, make eye contact when they, like, answer someone's question.
No, this was definitely into my soul.
He was dating somebody because she was thinking about him until she found out he was dating somebody.
Well, it didn't matter at that moment. It was just so intimate, you know.
Up next, Reggie Bush has a message for his ex-boo, Kim Kardashian. We'll tell you more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Welcome
back. Did NFL star Reggie Bush dodge a bullet?
Like,
why?
Literally?
Well, according to reports, Reggie Bush was asked about his relationship with his ex, Kim Kardashian, and he revealed they no longer keep in touch, but he says he's happy for her and her family's success.
Well, that's nice.
Right. Yeah. As y'all know, Reggie is currently married to Lilette Avedon, and they have 3 kids together. So, what y'all think? Y'all think he still thinks about Kim?
Like, he answered it in the most politically correct way possible.
Yeah,
he wishes her the best that he's happy for.
Yeah, and if they don't keep in touch, that's the best answer you can give, even if they do keep in touch.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know he has a type, clearly.
Right.
Okay, very clearly.
Yeah. Beyond clearly. Clearly enough to marry her prototype.
Right. We can't, come on, y'all. We can't make Lilette feel bad.
Hold on, Miss Lilette, because they kids came out looking exactly like North Saint, and then they have a youngest one that probably look just like Chicago.
I heard he secretly calls one of those kids Southeast. Just because.
It's crazy how their family matches the Kim and Kanye situation.
But how would you feel if your ex went and got somebody that he thinks that looks just like you in every way?
Oh,
like,
baby,
from hair to nose to calic to everything.
Baby, I would be totally flattered for a lifetime. It would be the gag of the rest of my life.
Yes.
That you married a Porsche number 2.
Because there's only one, darling.
There's only one.
Well, y'all, charge it to the game. Melanie Griffith says after 4 divorces, she no longer sees marriage in her future.
I think we agree, boo.
And the actress recently opened up about her life. Griffith has been married 4 times to 3 different men whom she shared children with. And when the star was asked if another marriage is in her possible reality, she said, I really don't think it's relevant for anyone anymore. But especially if you're 60 and you have 4 kids and you're living the life you've always wanted, then why get married?
I have to say, you know, she tried 4 times. They say 3 times is a charm. Yeah, but dang, that 4th one, once it didn't work out, I know she looked at him and was like, never again.
Okay, yeah, I'm like, tired of trying.
Like, yeah. Have you ever, like, done a job a bunch of times and it not worked out and you continue to do that job? Like, maybe that's just not what you're meant to do.
Right.
It ain't for you.
Change your occupation.
Right.
And in between marriages, she's changed a lot.
Actually, she can go back and marry the same man and he won't even know it's still her.
Well, everybody's favorite game show is getting slammed for some of his questions, and that game show is Family Feud. Now, y'all know actress Pauly Perrette?
Yeah.
The girl with the little, you know, pigtails like Wendy? She's best known for playing Abby on the hit series NCIS, and she is not happy.
What's wrong, Lord? Why?
She recently took to Twitter.
Oh, Lord.
To let Steve Harvey and anyone who would listen know that she is pissed that they keep asking filthy sex questions.
Okay, see, now she need to shut up. Because I'm not gonna lie, I watch Family Feud, and I love how risky it's been lately.
Yeah,
it's been really naughty.
Yeah, and the crazy thing, I was like, yo, it seemed like Pauly Perrette would be young enough to appreciate this. Then I looked up on Wikipedia, she is 49. She is 49 years old, looking like, you know, one of those, like, you know, bait people from Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
Like, yo, with them pigtails the whole time, I thought she was 20-something.
Yeah, she over there thinking it's inappropriate because she thinks she's still a child. Honey, you're grown.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Way older.
Well, the star tweeted, Dear at Family Feud ABC, I love Steve Harvey FM, and I love game shows. Why do you make your program so filthy, even with child players? No reason.
This is not true. First of all, there are no children allowed on Family Feud, okay? I have never even seen anybody under...
Right. They don't have Family Feud Junior.
They don't. They really don't. And I mean, it's like, it's where America's mind is. America is now kind of nasty. Yeah. Okay?
We preferred it over here.
We're a little perverted.
Yeah, we're a little messed up.
And I don't hear the networks complaining about Family Feud.
You know, like, there's something, like, clever about how you can say the most racy things possible without completely jumping over the line.
Right.
And they do a great job of doing it on the show. So if you don't like it, you maybe should watch Double Dare or Nickelodeon. It's back.
Well, up next, we'll tell you who Azealia Banks has on her attack radar now this time. Lord have mercy. Thank God it ain't us. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Now the queen of social media trolling is back at it again. This time she's taking her shots at somebody from the Billionaire Boys Club.
Uh-oh, who?
All right, so Azalea Banks, she claims she wasted a weekend at the home of Elon Musk. That's that super rich dude to be doing all types of fly projects and experiments, right?
What was she doing there, though?
Well, his girlfriend Grimes flew her out to their crib so they could work on some music, but things didn't really quite go as planned. She wrote, I should have stayed my ass in NYC. They invited me here to stay and told me I couldn't bring my boyfriend. LOL, it was probably some weird threesome sex to begin with.
Oh,
but then she said more. She continued trolling by posting, the nerve of these crackheads. To think that I would put my fully human lips on them? Absolutely atrocious.
Not fully human.
A rep for Elon said Elon has never even met Ms. Banks or communicated with her in any way.
Can she possibly make up a full story of staying at these people's house, meeting him and his woman, and it all be fake? Like, yeah, see, you gotta be able to prove it.
I believe her.
Yeah, I believe her this time. Not gonna
lie. I believe her, too.
Oh, but trust. Azalea has receipts.
And she's going
to
tell you all about it.
She has got to have her airport ticket, her flight ticket to get there, and the ticket to get back home. Okay, and that shows that you were at that location.
Now, the flip side of that, if I had Elon Musk-style money, I would imagine I would probably be prompted to do acid and try to fly, like, just random R&B people in my house to do some sex as well. So I totally get both sides of the story. I get it. If I was, like, you know, had a time machine, it was, like, a millionaire during the age of Sesame Street, Maria would have been at my crib regularly.
You know she's still available, just maybe, like, your grandmother's age.
Hey, man. Hola, mommy.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Yes, y'all, and y'all know I love beauty supplies. Woo! I'm super excited about this one. The Infusion Ultrasonic Professional Vapor Mist Flat Iron with Argan Oil is a revolutionary straightening iron featuring a vapor channel in both of its ceramic and tourmaline coated plates, which creates the most effective way to infuse product while straightening your hair.
This is like the Wolverine of hair straighteners.
It has a patent ultrasonic mister, which activates when the plates are closed, and come with an argan oil solution, which conditions and increases manageability.
Oh, and I heard that argan oil is good for them edges.
That's right, Brett, and that's not all. The Infusion Ultrasonic Professional Vapor Mist Flat Iron with Argan Oil allows the heat-activated treatment solution to penetrate the cuticle of the hair at the point in which the heat touches the hair at a click of a button.
All right, now, Portia, everybody loves a good two-for-one deal. How much is it?
Usually, the Infusion Ultrasonic Professional Vapor Mist Flat Iron with Argan Oil goes for $200. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $29.
What?
$29?
That's a blessing from the advertising gods.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Well, before we go to break, we would like to send light and love to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, and her family. The Dish Nation crew is definitely keeping you in our thoughts and prayers. We love you.
Dish Nation. More Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, the internet trolls have pushed Ruby Rose over the edge. Ruby Rose, we talked about her. She's the woman who is now going to be playing Batwoman, right? She has now deactivated her Twitter account because she got so much backlash from people about her not being lesbian enough to play the role of Batwoman. Before signing off of Twitter, this is what Ruby Rose, the actress, had to say to the trolls. Quote, where on earth did Ruby is not a lesbian, therefore she can't be Batwoman come from? Has to be the funniest, most ridiculous thing I've ever read. I came out at 12. And have, for the past 5 years, had to deal with, she's too gay. How do y'all flip like that? So it's like, wait, I'm too gay? No, I'm not gay enough? Oh,
is Batwoman actually a lesbian in the comic book?
I was going to ask you that, because I don't know anything about comics.
So I don't know. I didn't know that Batwoman existed. I thought there was Batman, and there was Batgirl,
well,
and Batgirl
grew
Robin.
Up to be Batwoman.
Oh, did she grow up to be Batwoman?
I mean, that's how the thing works, I think. Your girls become women. Although Robin's still Robin, that poor guy.
No. Yeah, we're worried about she's gay enough. Look at Robin. He's too gay.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.